Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Having a fantastic time.
Memorial Day Celethon.
I'm addicted to the weekend, and it's becoming a problem. I'm addicted to the weekend.
Well, it's Memorial Day weekend.
Right.
We're all going to be in bikinis.
Fantastic.
I feel like a new man.
Tell me if I should play golf this weekend. Yeah.
I'm addicted to the weekend.
Let's get this party started.
Sure, isn't that a damn good reason to live it up today?
Let the party begin.
I'm ready. How about you guys?
Yeah.
I think my bikini doesn't quite fit right.
Yeah, right. Mine doesn't either, Lance.
Maybe we should swap.
There's a weird phenomenon happening to me, and it's troubling. After I have dinner, I then want something sweet, like a piece of pie. I'm an old lady now. You know how old people are always like, where's the cake?
Yeah.
So you've not experienced that earlier in your life?
Never. Yeah, I'm not a sweets person.
Really?
Never crave sweets. But now at dinner time, after dinner, I bought a frozen rhubarb and strawberry pie the other day. And Nick said, who buys pies? A lot of people. Just not me. And I did.
I have one word for you, Courtney.
Welcome.
Wait. It's all. Where does this come from?
I always crave something sweet after
I do too.
After every meal.
Never have.
Yeah, wow. And it's actually good for you because it's your body. When your body gets that sweet, it goes to your brain, and that's the signal that
you're done
eating.
Well, I would hope so. I just had dinner.
No.
And pie.
She puts down a whole pie and your body's like, okay, we're good.
I had a small sliver of pie.
You're supposed to eat something sweet after dinner every
night.
Never
You're been supposed me, though. To?
Yeah, even if it's like fruit, you
really?
Know, like a piece of fruit, that sugar triggers your brain to like shut down and stop craving food.
It's weird. Because, you know, when you go to like any, you know, you go out to dinner with older folks and they're always like, well, let's get some dessert. And I just want to get out of there. I'm not the dessert person.
Nope, I'm always up
for
dessert.
I will say sometimes when you, in the scenario that you just mapped out, those are people who have nowhere to be.
I know.
Yeah.
No, those are people who love dessert.
No. Yeah.
Those are people who have nowhere to be.
But appreciate life.
Yeah, right. No.
All right, well, I am now that person, and it's, I bought a pie.
I think it's great.
Do you?
Yeah.
All right, so we're all ready for the weekend. We're all excited about it. And weather-wise this weekend, I'm going to let Jen handle that. I'll tell you what's on the show.
Okay.
I can't really remember. I know that we've got Cardinals tickets to give away.
Mm-hmm.
I know that we're playing Schmig Schmackdown.
Yes, for Imagine Dragons tickets.
I know that we have 12K code word. Mm-hmm. First one at 710, $1,000.
Yep.
12 times a day.
Love in the Lou in the 8 o'clock
looking
hour.
Looking for Love in the Lou. Yeah. Get the name right. And there's one
Phillip
other
and
thing, and I can't remember what it is.
Oh, I know what it is.
I do too.
My kidneys are signaling that someone's going to be eating a foot sandwich.
That's what it is.
Will you be craving something sweet afterwards?
I'm going to be craving the toilet.
You need to cleanse the palate.
Right.
You got to have something to...
Yeah.
Because it's
Jen,
the brain.
Did you bring gluten-free sandwich stuff?
I brought gluten-free bread. I also brought some...
foot spray?
Tuna fish.
Oh, God.
Oh, Lord.
That just doubles the bad on the foot sandwich.
I feel like it's already going to be bad, so...
I don't know. I think I'd want something stronger. Like, not stronger.
I wasn't sure what Tim brought, so...
Something you can't have, actually.
What?
Well, bread?
No, the other thing. She can't have it right now.
Oh, that's right.
Because of
it?
Her. Well, you don't want to know now, do you?
Who says I'm losing?
I actually
yeah, you're right.
Patti LaBelle says you're losing.
Shut up, Tim.
Exactly. Kevin, what did I
say? Who asked you?
What did I say this morning in the office?
Yeah, Courtney told me, she goes, you know what? I'm not that far behind Jen.
It's one bad birthday away. Bad.
Exactly. Yeah. It is.
Yep. Yeah. Richard Jenkins. I'll go back to that.
Oh, my God. That's the only one you've gotten wrong. You've got like 7 cumulative points for the week.
You could get Jenkins or LaBelle. Nobody.
Right. It stings when you get way off on one of those.
Yeah. All right. So that's going to happen. I'm thinking probably 9-ish.
Yeah.
Right. Because we're going to do celebrity birthdays at 8:40. Yes. So. Yeah.
So be, hey, stick around, St. Louis, for the foot sandwich eating of 2018. Memorial Day weekend. Mark it.
Yeah. Mark the countdown. 3 hours and 7 minutes. And I don't know when your summer vacation actually starts. I know a lot of people are probably taking today off to make it into a long 4-day weekend. But man, the weather, good pool temperatures around 90. But it looks like the temperatures changed slightly. We do have a chance for showers and storms every single day through Memorial Day. But with highs in the 90s, we'll be all right. Right now, Lance Hildebrand with another look at traffic.
You would think sometimes we talk about how Friday mornings tend to be on the quieter side.
Mm-hmm. Party rock anthem on Y98. Speaking of parties, do you have your tickets yet for Courtney and Company Night at the Ballpark? It is June 12th. The Cardinals take on the San Diego Padres. We're all going to be there, and it's a pretty good deal, guys. $20, it gets you a t-shirt. You can see that t-shirt online now. It's a pretty solid t-shirt. It's got us, it's got Cardinals, Fred Bird makes an appearance. Real great t-shirt. You get a t-shirt, you get a drink ticket, you get a ticket to the game. Again, they take on the Padres. And you get to get there early if you like and hang out with all of us. We'll be there for the whole game, but we're going to get do a little meet and greet, hang out, stuff like that.
Why don't you take some people on in bags?
Okay.
Tim will be challenging people. In bags.
Yeah. I'm not great.
Who is?
I'm not right. Terrible. But yeah, that's a good idea. Come out early. Play us in bags. Kevin, will you be my teammate?
I will, yes.
Okay, good.
No, I've practiced at the loading dock in Grafton. They have a little section for kids.
Don't let that intimidate you guys. You should still come out. Tickets are on sale now. Grab them when you can. Go to y98.com/cardinals and join us for Courtney and Company Night June 12th at Busch Stadium.
Okay, we have news in just about 6 minutes, plus some other stuff you need to know. But first, Lance Hildebrand getting you on the roads with an early check of traffic.
Sponsored by Enterprise Bank and Trust.
Y98 with Courtney and Company at 6:12. Today, we'll see a slight chance for some showers here and there and a high of 88.
Looking back on your week, how many moments of pure joy do you think you had this week?
Oh.
Like little snapshots of like it filled you up.
Probably like a dozen.
Yeah.
Wow.
Jen's full of joy and tears.
Yeah.
That was a lot of it. Like there were lots of last day of school fun things and like
pure joy. Yes. Man, you
pure
can
joy.
Feel it.
The kids, watching the kids get so excited about the fact that school's over.
I got three. Yeah. Two of them are kid related. And one of them, last night, I was just taking Jackson to the porta potty.
That's pure joy there.
No, at Kennedy's ball game. And I know he's, only a first grader, but as we're walking, he goes and reaches for my hand. And I thought, oh, man, I'm going to miss these
moments. He was looking for the leash.
Yeah, right. Where's the monkey backpack and leash?
Right.
But I also had one Monday afternoon when Tim did all the aerobatic stunts because I was just like, man, God I don't have to do that.
What about you?
Acrobatic?
Acrobatic.
Not aerobatic.
Well, you should have seen me up there, Jen.
It was a new word.
I covered a wide range of things. I don't know if you've seen the video or not. Y98.com.
Did that give you joy?
Yeah, so definitely the trapeze thing. Just that I was able to kind of do it and just doing something new and even something kind of athletic and not just failing at it was good. And then getting my Yadier Molina tumbler.
Oh, you did have.
You guys got to witness
that. That was pure. Yeah. What about you, Lance? Yeah.
Oh, I'd say a couple or three that I can think of.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, the average person has 8 moments of pure joy a week.
Jen's doing great.
Well, I think getting out of the hospital, too, was
Yeah,
you did have a big week.
Yeah, right.
Here are, they asked people to name the situations where they're most likely to feel happy and relaxed.
Mm-hmm.
And here are the results. Hanging out on the couch with your significant other.
Mm-hmm.
It was the most common answer people gave.
Yeah.
Being on vacation or on your way.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. On your way. On a date, but only if you're already in a relationship. First dates, no. Friends, barbecue, picnic, or house party. When you're outside walking your dog. Meeting mm-hmm. friends out for drinks or watching sports at a bar came in next. A movie night with your kids. When you're out shopping with a friend. Playing video games. And then singing along to the radio.
Hmm. Oh, yeah.
So we're in the top 10.
I have another one I'm surprised isn't on there that I experienced this week. When plans get canceled, like last minute.
Or something you're supposed to do.
Because that happened. I was supposed to go on this trip for the podcast and Greg called and said, hey, we're not doing it. And it was like, oh, my day just became mine again. Right. I was so happy.
That's a great point. Those are all the only moments of joy I have.
That's what you live for. You make plans just so they'll get canceled.
Yes, I do. I just take those plans and then I want them canceled.
The news is brought to you by the exceptional doctors and nurses of SSM Health Medical Group, where better health care comes from knowing your child better. And we'll get to the news, but first, the roads.
Sponsored by Casper Sleep, we...
No hands.
198 with Niall Horan on the Courtney and Company Morning Show. I'm a little puffy-eyed yesterday because the crying continued throughout the day yesterday. My daughter had her preschool graduation, which is such a ridiculous thing. I mean, I used to laugh at that, like preschool graduation. I laugh more at the schools where they buy the tiny caps and gowns, the matching ones. Like I saw one on Facebook, like, really? You bought a gown for that? That's kind of not necessary. They had little caps for the kids last night, but what they did was they all wore their dad's shirts flipped backwards, so they
looked really cute. I saw your pictures.
What do they
today?
Do with the sleeves?
Roll them up.
Huh.
It's very cute.
Just let the kids trip over them. I mean, it's like survival of the fittest. If you can't figure it out, kids, you're not going to make it through kindergarten.
So I'm curious because I remember when Finn graduated from preschool, and they asked them what they want to be when they grow up.
Didn't do it this time.
They didn't.
Aww, well, see, here's the thing, and this is why, like, I love parents, but sometimes they ruin everything. Finn's teacher, he was in the penguin room. The teachers in the penguin room always had a graduation, and it was in the school gym, and the kids would walk up a couple little stairs and say what they wanted to be and then walk back down, and it was really cute. Well, apparently, all the other parents of kids in other classes were very jealous and angry that they did not have their own preschool graduation. Because the other teachers just didn't do it. I don't know. It was just like a small, cute little tradition the Penguin started. So now it's a big thing.
So everybody does it.
Now everybody does it. So it was all the classes. They had to split it up. They did two different ceremonies last night because there were so many kids graduating. So they didn't have time for all that stuff.
Oh, too many kids.
Yeah, too many kids. But it was still super cute. And then before they started with the kids, they... wanted to thank some of the parents who are involved in the PTO, and they were going to be leaving KECC too as their kid. Their final kid was graduating from KECC.
They did that at Blessed Sacrament when the final kid's graduating grade school. They have the parents stand up.
So then, of course, I'm sitting there feeling guilty like, yeah, I really should have done more. Too late now. Like, wish I had more time to do that. You know, maybe I'll do it when the kids are both in elementary school. And then they call my name. And I look around like, there must be some other Jen.
I didn't do anything.
There must be some other Jen with the same last name. And then they point at me and they're like, you, come up here on stage, because they were giving flowers to all these PTO members. And I'm like, what? And as I'm walking up there, the principal said, we have to thank Jen because she was the MC for so many of our trivia nights over the past years when her kids were at this school, and helped us raise all this money.
Yeah, you did more than you think.
Awesome.
And they handed me these flowers, and I said, you know, always the gracious, you know, I always handle these situations with grace. And she handed me the flowers, and I said, this is crazy. But I think I was doing that so I wouldn't cry again. But I just want to say thanks because I really don't feel like I did that much for the school. But I guess sometimes you don't realize the things that you do that
mean a lot.
Yeah. Right. So thank you to the school. I'm sure I will continue to cry over the next
I think they just want to sign you up for the next trivia nights.
Yeah. I did.
They want to lock you in.
See, I did volunteer. They know me. Yep. Like a little You're flattery. So and then I'm like, you know, even though my kids are gone, if you need me to MC a trivia night.
Actually, we do.
Put it in your calendar.
Totally. Entertainment Schmig is coming up in the next 6 minutes on Y98.
Schmig.
And it's brought to you by St. Louis County Parks. Get out and explore today. The cameras are focused in front of police headquarters in New York City as Harvey Weinstein is expected to turn himself in today. And speaking of all of those charges, let's talk about Morgan Freeman. It's been a while since the Schmig was like a 6 minute downer, so hopefully I won't take up all of your time. But yes, America's sweetheart, Morgan Freeman, which I said this morning, remember a few years back when he left his wife and married some younger woman who is like related to him some way?
Yeah, I do remember that.
I think it's, I mean, it's by marriage, I believe, but it's like his niece by marriage? Something.
Some weird story.
Something questionable.
Yes. CNN report says Morgan Freeman has been accused of inappropriate behavior, touching women, making sexually suggestive comments. There was one movie a few years ago where a production assistant said that Morgan kept asking her if she was wearing underwear and kept trying to lift her skirt. It reached the point where Alan Arkin, who is co-starring in the movie with him, asked him to stop. And Morgan apparently freaked out and didn't know what to say.
Wow.
Some women say when they knew that they were going to be on the set and they were going to see Morgan Freeman, they would dress down so he wouldn't say anything gross or leer at them.
Man. Mm. Mm.
He responded to CNN.
Mm. Mm. I just thought we all made weird noises.
Cordy, you said it best when you came in this morning about the fact that, man, it just breaks your heart that these actors that you really loved are lecherous human beings.
Yeah, they're just old, dirty men.
Yeah.
He said it was not his intent to, make anyone feel uncomfortable, but SAG-AFTRA might take back his Lifetime Achievement Award. That's how serious they're taking these allegations.
He's got a lifetime achievement in perviness, apparently.
Oh, and the Visa commercials? Visa's yanked him from their marketing campaign. Ooh. Visa, it's everywhere you want to be.
Yeah.
Except with Morgan Freeman.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm sure this is not the last we've heard of this. Han Solo. Solo, A Star Wars Story opens. Well, it's already open. Midnight screenings. Tim went to see it.
It's good. People are liking it more than I did. Like, it's getting really great reviews and everything. I liked it. I just didn't love it.
There are certain things you love about a Star Wars movie that you feel like they don't have as much of it.
Lightsabers and Jedi, and this didn't have those, which I knew going into it, but right. I think it just it keeps me
it
from liking
wrong.
It as much as I like a lot of the other Star Wars movies. I wasn't as crazy about Rogue One as a lot of people.
Because when you think about it, this is Han Solo pre-lightsabers and Jedis. Mm-hmm. This is before he, like...
Exactly.
Falls in with the Jedi people.
I did like it. It is good. They do a nice job, especially Lando Calrissian, played by Donald Glover. It's a good time. People should see it.
But you did say that that movie came on the heels of two, in your mind, spectacular movies.
Deadpool 2 and then The Avengers. Both of those I really loved. So the bar's been set a little higher for me lately. Mm-hmm. But it is a good movie, but not as strong as those for me.
A 14-year-old girl who loves Weezer discovered the song Africa by Toto. How'd she do that? 80s song. And she watched Stranger Things.
Mm, that's cool.
She loves Weezer so much and wanted them to cover the song so badly that she set up a Twitter account, @WeezerAfrica, to spread the word. Wow. Weezer found out about it, and I don't know if this was a version that they had already recorded and just didn't feel like going in the studio, but they're like, we're not going to sing Africa, but here's our cover of Toto's Rosanna. It's actually not bad. Just, yeah, if you want to follow at Weezer Africa, if you have nothing else to do in your life.
No Cynthia Rhodes, though, video. You know who that is?
Oh, that was Patrick Swayze's wife, right?
No. Richard Marx.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Flashdance as well.
But what does Cynthia Rhodes... Was she in Africa in that video?
No, she was in Rosanna.
That was Rosanna Arquette, wasn't it?
No.
The song was written about Rosanna Arquette.
But she's the dancer.
You know who Richard Marx is married to now?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Daisy Fuentes, right?
Yes.
Do you know Daisy Fuentes?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, I don't.
Thought there was going to be a name drop there.
Never met her.
And then TV this weekend. You know, it's a little light since they know everyone's going to be out celebrating Memorial Day. But season finale of The Good Fight on CBS All Access, if you paid money for that. And Monday night, 14th season premiere of The Bachelorette with Becca. We talked about it yesterday. People are already saying, TMZ posted photos of her on the beach during what we believe is the filming of the finale. And we have those pictures online, correct?
Yes.
So
it's been spoiled. Because people look at those pictures and they look at all the contestants and they figured it out already. So more people already know who wins this one.
Than ever,
it seems like.
Even though these people, how these people watch The Bachelorette and The Bachelor and don't know Reality Steve exists and they can just go look all of this up.
Yeah, but it being on TMZ, I think, makes it a little more...
Widespread.
Yes.
Yeah.
I would never go to Reality Steve.
Yeah. I wouldn't either.
He predicted all of the stuff last season, though.
I'm just saying, I don't want to do that.
We know to avoid it, whereas a lot of people... TMZ is a much more popular website. Mm-hmm. You don't know to avoid it.
Email blast.
Yep. So... Jen's I wonder if it'll hurt ratings.
Jen's the one, though, that likes to look up stuff.
I do. Mm-hmm. I do. I want to know in advance.
No surprises for you.
I need to know if it's worth my time.
She has to limit how many moments of joy she has throughout the week.
Right. The Bachelorette is, 17 hours a week?
I don't have
that much time. Like, let me know if it's a season that's worth it or not.
Tim, we do.
Yeah, we absolutely do. I wish it were longer, Jen. I wish it were longer.
That's Entertainment Schmig. More at 8:40. Schmig Schmackdown at 7:40. If you've been paying attention to the Schmig, that could mean a pair of Imagine Dragons tickets for you. So you'll face off against... Tim's writing the questions this week.
Yeah.
He'll face off against somebody else. But that's around 7:40. Right now, Lance Hildebrand, though, with another look at traffic.
Sponsored by BP Gasoline. Just looking at eastbound.
198. It's Cartney and Company at 7 o'clock. We're already, 1 foot out the door into Memorial Day vacation weekend. I wore my always on vacation shirt. Which is, totally me.
That
always on vacation.
You just aren't. You're not type A at all.
Nope. I wear this shirt to pretend like I'm always on vacation.
Still to come on the show, we have your first code word coming up in about 10 minutes. We also have some Cardinals tickets for their kickoff to summer weekend. And we have Schmig Schmackdown. That's at 7:40. You'll take someone on the show, and you could win Imagine Dragons tickets. I'm very upset, though, because at 8:10, Tim told me yesterday, I have something planned for the 8:10 break tomorrow. And I trust him, even though I shouldn't yet because I don't know him well enough, but I trust him. And I was looking forward to a surprise. I like a surprise. Mm-hmm. And it fell through.
It fell through. So also coming up on the show, we'll be doing celebrity birthdays, and today's the final day of the challenge. And the loser today, has to eat a sandwich I prepare with my feet. And it looks like it's going to be Jen. And I've felt pretty bad about the fact
appendix thing.
Yeah, she's been through a lot lately.
Compromised immune system. It'll be all right, you guys.
More joy this week, though, than I thought. So it makes me feel not as bad. She says she had 12 moments of pure joy this week. Anyway, so I wanted to, just make it as easy as I could. So I had a pedicure scheduled. Someone was going to come in and give me a pedicure on the air.
Oh, that was 8:10.
Yeah, before, around 9 o'clock when you'll be eating, someone will be eating the foot sandwich that's made. So unfortunately, there was some miscommunication and last minute,
Did you shower this morning?
I did. And I told Cordy I paid extra special attention to my feet.
Did you put on clean socks?
Yeah.
Okay.
Of course.
Just checking.
All right.
And I'll give it another rinse before I actually made the thing. But I was excited just to get a pedicure on the air. I thought that would be pretty funny.
Weird noises coming from Tim.
Yes.
Yeah. So I rescheduled. We're going to do it Wednesday, though, for no reason.
That's odd.
News and traffic less than 10 minutes away on Y98.
Drive. Message and data rates may apply. The 12K a day giveaway. From Y98.
I feel like that was hard to hear. Drop. D-R-O-P. It almost sounded like...
I think some of them are.
Yeah.
That's why we repeat them.
Mm-hmm. D-R-O-P. Text it to 72881 by the end of the hour for $1,000.
Couple reasons I will never own a truck. One, I don't like trucks, really. And two, I don't want to ever have to help people move.
Oh,
you've
yeah.
got that truck.
What is it you don't like about trucks?
They're just not my style,
okay,
Lance. I mean,
fair.
I'm not judging people that have trucks. Good for you.
No, I can't picture you behind the wheel of a giant
no,
truck.
I don't need, what do I need it for?
Right.
What am I hauling?
Right.
Nothing.
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 Yeah.
But moving, maybe one of the worst things ever.
You reach a certain age where you just need to call some movers.
Yes.
Be an adult, pay some money. And hire a mover.
And isn't it crazy how much stuff you can accumulate in such a short period of time?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
Like, even if it's 5 years, 10 years, and then you don't even probably notice that stuff if it's a basement.
Oh, not only that, but the stuff that you carry in boxes from place to place to place. I've had that argument. Like, let's just throw this away. Ryan's like, that is my collection of Rolling Stone magazines from 1989.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And I'm like, we have moved this unopened box 4 different times.
Right, 4 different moves.
And I am calling it. I'm not moving it again.
No, you could, but it's at some point, there's going to be this magical moment where he goes back through them or he shares them with Finn or something like that.
Nope.
They're already gone.
I think I threw them away.
Jen. I would have taken those off your hands.
You have enough collection issues. You don't need any more.
That's true.
I don't know if you guys realize this, and we did not celebrate properly, but May is National Moving Month.
Oh.
I know, it's awful. And I feel sorry for guys, because if you have a man in your life, they get the brunt of having to round up more males to help carry big items, if you're doing it yourself, I'm saying. Well, all the couples that were surveyed for National Moving Month reported that they almost half fight on where to move, and there's all different kinds of fights. They have the big stressors during moves.
Yeah.
Like the kids stress them out.
Mm-hmm.
Unfriendly neighbors stress them out. Mm. But the contributing factor in most of the arguments are accidentally losing prized possessions of the partner during the move. By the way, do you know there's a name for this? It's called dirty dumping.
It's called curbing your husband's hoarding tendencies.
Mm-hmm. Someday we're going to see Ryan in a family room going, hey, and you can just see his face.
I'm going to stop short of calling him a hoarder, but I will say that he's always like, well, don't throw that away. We could use it when not.
Nick's got lots of those tendencies too.
This is when you take the Japanese art of tidying up theory. And you say, I thank you for your service, and throw it to the curb.
No. That's my main, that's...
Thank you for your service.
Yes, I do that.
Don't you get just great joy out of coming across something that you haven't seen in 10 years that or 15 years or 20 years that reminds you of a certain time in your life, and holding it and smelling it and stuff?
It's not like I throw everything away, but he wants to keep every single thing, and we don't need it, and we don't ever do anything.
Of course, you try your life.
That's fine.
When times were easy,
he can sit on the curb with his prior life. That's fine.
Oh, here are the top five dirty dumping items.
Okay.
Knickknacks, photo albums, books, decorative
photo albums.
Yeah, that's
now,
weird.
Come on.
Maybe their ex. Their exes.
Maybe.
Decorative towels. I say you're right in this.
Yeah, right.
Needs that many decorative towels.
Later.
Right.
And old trophies.
Oh, Ryan has a box of old trophies. His dad, the last time he came to visit, was like,
dumped them.
Said, "I'm dropping off all your stuff." And then Ryan started going through, and it's all of these trophies that belong to his brother. They're not his.
Now
they're
you've
not
got
even
him.
His. Now we have his brother's trophies. I'm like,
all right. Well, so I thought it'd be fun to find out something you accidentally lost of your significant others during a move.
Ooh, yeah.
Big item, cause turmoil. You can text us at 314-531-9898 or 618-397-9898 is our Illinois line.
Lance Hildebrand now, ahead of news with a check of the roads.
And let's tell you that this report is sponsored for...
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!